A two-story house in a forest.
A door opens, and a golden retriever walks out, turns back, then a second dog follows.
A woman waves them off.
The dogs descend the exterior stairs.
Words appear. Baylor on the left, Samson on the right.
Elsewhere, a white steeple church in front of a forested hillside, a rocky stream, a mountainside in peak foliage. Autumn leaves on the ground on a hiking trail blazed with blue paint on the trees. A sign reads, C.C. Putnam State Forest, Burt Hollow Block, Stowe Pinnacle Trailhead. Taylor starts down the trail. Seen from above, Taylor is following Samson along the trail. In the morning light, the forest glows yellow, orange, red, and green.
Words appear. The mountain dogs.
The Pinnacle Trail, Stowe, Vermont. Miles 3.7. Elevation gain 1,604 feet. An animated white line traces the route of the trail through the forest and up to the summit. Words appear.
Perry Schaefer, family.
The dogs have figured out how to open the door. We'll leave in the morning, the door will be closed tight, and we'll get back and the dogs are out. We've tried 9 ways to Sunday to get the dogs not to run. It's impossible. It's like a larger calling. Something way bigger than me that gets the dogs up to the pinnacle. It's unstoppable. It really is.
Elizabeth Marshall Thomas, author of The Hidden Life of Dogs.
Well, it's a fabulous story. I think I've never heard of anything like that before. They hike the trail by themselves every day.
John Schaefer, family.
Samson and Baylor are our two golden retrievers that we got for our daughters in Christmas of, I think, 2008. They've never really gone anywhere other than together. They're as much brothers as it could be.
They're best friends. They're never apart from each other.
I think Samson and Baylor are bonding very, very strongly. I think they mean a great deal to each other. One of the other reasons that dogs are close together is because they love each other just like we do.
Our property borders the state land that consists of the Pinnacle Trail.
They kind of just wandered through the woods and they just found the trail and they saw people and they got excited.
Maria Schaefer, family.
Sam particularly has such a strong spirit about him. He's just got that, yeah, that just forever optimism. There's no doubt in my mind he is here to make everybody feel great.
A crowd of hikers surround the dogs and take turns petting them.
Look at the baby!
I'm like shaking. I don't know what to do about it. They're so amazing.
They're posing.
Clay. Oh.
Samson shakes hands with a hiker.
Sam's got a job to do. Sam's got a job. He's got to go make everybody feel good and tell everybody it's going to be okay and to enjoy this life while you have it.
More hugging and petting. A hiker sits next to Baylor and speaks.
When I see Samson and Baylor on the trail, I feel overcome with joy and love and it's just the most special thing in the world to see them and experience them up here.
Another hiker pets both dogs with his gloved hands.
There's, at least to my knowledge, no leash law that says you have to have them on a leash.
The dogs walk up, bypassing some wooden stairs.
A dog, especially a golden, the thing he likes the least is being on a leash. And they love to be able to do their dog thing. And so we let them do it.
Samson walks along the rocks in a stream.
We have had complaints about the dogs being on the trail without supervision. And I completely, completely understand. And I take full responsibility for it, you know, being that way.
The dogs turn their heads and look downhill. A hiker with a black dog speaks.
I don't see any problem with two chill dogs sitting on the trails up here, you know, whether they're accompanied or not, as long as they're not aggressive towards anyone, which obviously they're not, I don't see why anyone would have a problem with it.
The dogs continue up amidst a pack of hikers.
Both my husband and I are children of the 70s. We just never subscribed to super strict control around animal ownership. We think the purpose of owning an animal is to love it and to share that love with the animal. I think the animal gives us a lot more than we give it.
I think excessive training takes away from what they want to do into what you want them to do. I want to know what they want to do and see what they want to do. That's much more interesting. Dogs can be very interesting if you watch them carefully.
Sam and Baylor have never gotten lost.
I think the dogs are amazingly intelligent to be able to navigate that trail and find their way back here no matter where they go up there. They just have an innate sense of radar, I guess, to get home. It's pretty remarkable, I think.
They know what they're doing, very obviously. And they know where they're going. They knew where the water was so they could have a little drink of water. They certainly know what they're doing. And if they like to do that, well, God bless them.
We decided to get them bear bells so that when they're out running, that hunters will hear them because they, you know, they're reddish dogs. They could be mistaken for a deer. So the bell is an indicator that it's not a deer, it's something else. Please don't shoot me.
A trail sign reads, Vista.
They're 11 now.
They walk up a short flight of wooden steps, then continue on a slab of rock.
As the dogs get older, I do worry a bit more than I used to about their physical ability to actually get up and down. We've noticed that in the last probably year, they've really started to slow down.
You made it.
Are they literally here by themselves?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Poor
paw prints in the mud.
We were hoping to see them, and it just felt like a little piece of magic to have them come along with us.
A descending hiker stops and kneels to greet the ascending dogs.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, sweetie. Hi. Oh, no. Good baby. You too. You too. Get over here. Get over here. Good baby. Mm. Yeah, you're just such a love bug. Look at you guys. Oh, look at you guys.
Several hikers reach the crowded summit.
Mountain dog.
He likes me. He likes me.
He's leaning on me.
I cannot get up.
Baylor takes a nap alongside a group of picnickers. A red-bearded man sits next to Baylor.
I think they might be doing it just because...
Baylor in profile against the distant ridgeline profile of Mount Mansfield.
I think it's their purpose. They love being in nature. They love being with people. They love just bringing joy to the Stowe community and beyond.
We're all busy and working during the day, so goldens particularly have separation anxiety. When you're gone, they kind of freak out. So it's their way of being around people while we're gone.
I think this is like what they love to do is just be outside sniffing the wind. I think the dogs might be doing this just because they're going back to their roots of their ancestors being free out in the wild.
I think that they climbed to the top of the trail, probably for a lot of reasons, partially maybe food, but they seem like they really love the company and they really like being a part of this community of people up at the top of this mountain.
Numerous snapshots are snapped.
I've always found that dogs like hills or like to be up high where they can see in all directions, and that's very valuable.
I guess they're sort of kids forever. They can just play as long as they want, and they're happy.
I think there are things we don't necessarily understand. Maybe the dogs do.
A hiker bends down and pets the heads of both dogs. Another hiker lies on his back and takes a selfie with Baylor.
I do have concerns about them. Something could happen, you know? It's life. Things can happen any minute of any day.
I think dogs do indeed have consciousness and plenty of it. I think if we want answers to what dogs do, we just look at what people do.
The sun starts to set behind the summit.
It's peaceful up here. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be up here? Look at it.
Doesn't get much better than this, right?
Dogs are infinitely more connected to the spirit world than we are. If I were to look through a dog's eyes, I'd see such a bigger, more pleasant place.
The dogs, now silhouettes, approached by a hiker silhouette.
I know they're getting towards the end. Hopefully we'll have some sort of shrine up there for them at some day.
That'll be their forever home.
The dogs rest alone on the summit, illuminated by the last rays of the setting sun. Credits, film by Ainsley Floyd. Music composed by Elena Ruhr, used by kind permission of AV Records. Bel Canto, number 7, Armin Studies Grammar. Number 5, Simon Thibault Makes Cacovin. String Quartet, number 3, How She Danced. Special thanks to Thomas Mooka, Carter Mooka, Heather Maffey, Bill Maffey, Alice Maffey, Mark Fields and VM623, Willa Foran, Sean McKay, Beth Jones, Elena Ruhr, and Kyle Leonard. Audio description by Lou Lasher.